Look around you. Something very wrong is happening to our nation. It's as if most Americans are lost, and the people who are supposed to be helping them find their way are leading us toward oblivion. It's not just government, it's media, it's big tech, it's doctors, it's clergy. The vast majority of political, cultural, and spiritual leaders in this nation are either oblivious to the real challenges we're facing, or they're willfully conspiring to bring our nation down. There are plenty of excuses we can make and villains at which we can point our fingers. We can blame COVID. We can blame Democrats. We can blame globalists, climate change fearmongers, or groomers. We can blame China or Russia. We can blame bad policies, stolen elections, or tough luck. But at the end of the day, this is our nation, and we must take responsibility for the disastrous direction we are heading. My name is J.D. Rucker, and I'm done with simply pointing fingers. I'm a Christian. I'm a husband and a dad. I'm an America First patriot born abroad who came to this nation legally. I've always voted for Republicans, but there are more members of the GOP that I wouldn't support today than those that I would. The Republican establishment is a big part of the problem. I'm a journalist, though I'm reluctant to admit that, considering how corporate media has tarnished the profession. I became a journalist to help bring the truth to light, but I found that I'm the exception to the rule in today's corrupted and oftentimes radical media landscape. Everyone with a newsroom and corporate money backing them is propagandizing the agenda du jour that their puppet masters instruct them to regurgitate. We need better, and we need it now. We need to expect more from the supposed good guys in media, the ones who are patriotic, the ones who love this nation. We need to expect more from Christian media as well. It seems many have either gone woke or they're no longer willing to speak the biblical truth for fear of being canceled. This nation and this planet face more existential threats than we've ever faced. Even during World War II, when 80 million people died, there was hope that if the enemy could be defeated, then normalcy could return. Today, we're having a hard time identifying exactly who the enemy is, and we do not have a clear picture of the plans they have for the world. We have ideas. We can look at Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, George Soros, Bill Gates, and others who seem bent on depopulation and seizing complete control over those who remain. At this stage, I'm not even sure if the known powers that be are really at the top of the food chain of evil. Are they answering directly to Satan? We do not know for certain, though we have a pretty good idea that the forces behind the Great Reset and other machinations are demonic in nature. Some will tell me that I go too far with my accusations, but I often think I don't go far enough. Evil must be called out for what it is. Do I believe those grooming children to enter the LGBTQIA+ lifestyle are just misguided? Or do I think they're evil? Anyone who has read or heard my feelings on the topic before knows that I consider it to be driven by pure evil. These groomers want to separate people from their connection with God, and hitting them at as early of an age as possible is the path of least resistance. If they can convince a young boy that he's actually just a girl in a male body, they can convince that young boy that God either made a mistake when he created him, or there is no God at all. That's the ultimate goal of those driving the LGBTQIA+ supremacy agenda. So no, I do not think they are simply misguided. I believe they are driven by evil, whether they realize it or not. That's just one example. We can look at the COVID agenda, the stolen 2020 election, climate change hysteria, the massive invasion at our southern border, manufactured food shortages, attacks on energy infrastructure, the intentional decimation of our economy, or any of a dozen other grotesque threats to Western society and realize that evil abounds. Perhaps it always has, and we just weren't paying enough attention. Or perhaps they're ramping things up for a culmination that may or may not be biblical in nature. Saying such things in today's media landscape is anathema. This is why even conservative and Christian media often go soft on such topics. They oppose them in safe ways as they attempt to paint the threats within the guidelines set forth by Google, Facebook, fact checkers, and their corporate sponsors. But they do not call evil for what it is. They dance around the core problem like it's a landmine that will blow their careers to smithereens if they get too close to the truth. The greatest weapon being wielded by radical leftists today is not the control over the White House or Congress. It's not their control over corporate media or big tech. It's not even their ability to break their own rules without risking being called out by anyone. No, their greatest weapon is invoking the nebulous phrase, hate speech, against anyone who disagrees with them and any argument that opposes their ideology. This is why we're building Discern.tv and a network of media properties that can, Lord willing, be resistant if not immune to the evils of cancel culture, censorship, and restrictions that permeate the current media landscape. We will not have a Facebook page or a YouTube channel. What's the point when the content we publish will be instantly removed and their accounts will be quickly banned? We will not run Google ads, buy traffic from big tech platforms, or have apps on Apple or Android. This is important because keeping our network off of the various censorship platforms will give us the freedom to speak the truth without framing it in the guidelines set forth by radical progressives in big tech. The best-kept secret in conservative and Christian media is that most are beholden in multiple ways to the very people who hate patriots and American freedoms. Google ads are by far the most lucrative, but they will not allow their ads on sites that speak the truth about important topics. Facebook is by far the best traffic driver for most media sites, but they will censor news outlets who post, quote, misinformation, like the vaccines are neither safe nor effective, or the 2020 election was rigged. Android and Apple won't allow apps that do not self-censor. Even mentioning the words rumor or climate change hoax can get a popular app suspended or removed from the app stores. If you've ever wondered why top players in conservative and Christian media seem milquetoast on certain topics, this is it. They can't risk getting booted from the Apple, Google, or Facebook teats. The Discern Media Network will operate without being beholden to those who hate us. We already know they'll come after us, and we're doing everything we can to build the network with no connections that are likely to be censored or canceled. The powers that be are trying to keep the truth from coming to light on multiple fronts. That's why I'm doing my fundraising for the project on GiveSendGo. We wouldn't last a week on GoFundMe, Patreon, or any of the other woke crowdfunding platforms. There's a quote that is often misattributed to George Orwell, likely because it sounds like something he would say. In times of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We are there. This is a time of universal deceit. We cannot abide by the plans of politicians to help with society's recovery when they are the ones who created the very problems we're facing. We cannot tune in to the self-appointed arbiters of truth in corporate media because their reports are tilted toward the agenda they've been instructed to promote. We cannot trust doctors who tell us the so-called, quote, vaccines are safe and effective when all the evidence says they're neither. We cannot let our children be taught by teachers or professors who believe everything must be learned through the lens of social justice. We cannot listen to clergy who are reticent to preach about the many parts of the Bible that aren't woke enough for modern progressive sensibilities. And unfortunately, we cannot keep getting our news from conservative or Christian media companies who bow to Google, Facebook, Apple, fact checkers, and the other overlords in big tech and corporate media. Lies are everywhere, which means liars are everywhere. So when I say we are in a time of universal deceit, that's not hyperbole. And when I say that telling the truth is a revolutionary act, it's because the only way for the truth to come to light is through bold actions that would put us at risk of cancellation. Nobody said a revolution would be easy. To those of you listening who are Bible-believing Christians, I know you're probably seeing what I'm seeing. While the world devolves into chaos and embraces the evil that is being presented to us, many in the church, as well as those in Christian media, are playing it safe. They're doing everything they can to not make people upset at a time when we need to get in people's faces if necessary. While the noise of the world gets louder, those who are supposed to be sharing the gospel are letting their voices get softer and softer. Today, we need one thing more than anything else. We need discernment. The enemies we see aren't necessarily the enemies we really fight. The events that are taking place across the street and around the globe are all leading toward a culminating event, whether that's the implementation of the Great Reset or something even worse. We cannot know for sure. Not yet. We do, however, know that we must fight it with everything we've got. I'm not a politician. I'm not a pastor. I'm not the leader of the revolution that we need in order to fight back against the pervasive evil of this world. But I am a journalist, so it's no surprise that the way I've chosen to fight the good fight is by launching a media network designed to operate outside of the constraints of cancel culture. I need help. Please spread the word. If you have the means, we are looking for donors and even investors. Please contact me at jdrucker.com/talk or contribute what you can at givesendgo.com/jdrucker. Let's start a revolution. A revolution of truth. Thank you, and God bless.